Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 11/2/20, day before Election Day, and that means it's the first business day of the month, and it's time for Mickey Fulp's monthly major market review. We recorded it with Mickey on the 2nd, unfortunately due to technical problems. Well, you know how they are. The first few minutes of the interview got cut off. Mickey's having internet issues, so I am going to cover the first five or six markets, and then we'll have the rest of the recording that Mickey so generous to participate in. So this is the monthly major market review for October of 2020. And looking at our major market indices first, you see the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 26,502 points, down 4.6%. And that comes on the heels of a 2.3% decline in September. Looking at the S&P 500, again, another down month, down 2.8%, coming on the heels of a 3.9% decline in September. NASDAQ, which has become the big board or big tech, closing price, closing value, 10,912, down 2.3% on the heels of a 5.1% decline last month. One bright spot on the horizon, however, and it could be a contrary indicator, Russell 2000, and it closed at 1,538, up 2%. And that's your smaller cap stocks. So take from it what you will. Now, on to our other markets. TSX, the Toronto Stock Exchange, closed out at 1,581, down 3.3%. And then the TSX Venture closed at 684, down 3.3%. And that's on the heels of a 5.9% decline from September. And Mickey was expecting this. This is a market with a lot of stocks have gone up. There's a lot of tax selling taking place now. And now we'll let Mickey resume in his own words. Thank you. That the venture was getting very heady. Here we are.
It's not going to end anytime soon, mark my words. We'll see what happens. But I expect it to drift lower until mid-December, Kerry.
Really, till mid-December, eh?
Well, that's when tax loss season generally peaks, selling peaks. And those are buying opportunities for contrarians.
For sure. For sure. All right. And our last index?
We just talked about it.
Okay. My mistake. I'll get it. I'll mark it.
I'll mark it.
I got a little confused.
Yeah.
All right. So now we move on to our money rates here.
Dollar index was down for first half of the month, a little bit more, and then went on a bit of a run. It closed up on the month 94.02, up 17 basis points. Really on safe haven demand as the pandemic paranoia hits the European Union. The euro closed down 0.6%, 1.17 rounded up. 10-year treasury absolutely soared over the month, closed at 0.88. That is a post-China virus high, up 27.5% on the month.
Okay. And finally, we get to our favorite alternative currency, otherwise known as Bitcoin.
Bitcoin reached its highest price since January of 2018 at $13,514 for over a 25% gain on the month.
All right. Moving on up, and it broke through technical resistance, if you believe such things apply to digital currencies, which there is plenty of controversy about. So let's look at our metal sector now, Mickey.
Well, gold consolidated all through the month, mainly at 1900, but it dipped below 1900 last week and remained there. Closed on Friday at 1879 for a 0.4% loss. But we have to like the fact that it's building a very strong base at, let's say, 1890 to 1900, something in that range. Copper was stronger, closed the month at 23.64, up 1.7%, but it was much higher and dropped off last week. Gold-silver ratio is staying in that 80 range. That could be a new paradigm we're seeing. And going to the platinoids, platinum, palladium, both those had bad months. Once again, I think driven by industrial metals, concerns over the lockdowns pending in the European Union, and we hope not anywhere in the U.S.
Well, that depends on the election
decisions. Yeah. And finally, copper had a very volatile month. Started the month at 290, went as high as 315, closed back at 303. It remains in strong contango, which is encouraging. Low inventories and strong GDP didn't really help it over the last week or so.
Yeah, but it's staying over that $3 a pound rate, right?
Yes, it is, and you got to argue it's building a base there.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting.
Can't complain about that.
Interesting to see where we go now. And our energy sector?
Well, once again, virus fears really hit the markets hard over the last week or so. WTI at one point in the month was up above $42, closed at $35.70 for 11% loss. Brent followed suit, although not as badly. It closed at $37.86, down 7.5% on the month. Just really on virus fears. Bucking that trend was Henry Hub, up strongly on the month on pending winter demand. Every year this happens, and very cold weather in late October. We had 4 inches of snow on the ground in the valley of Albuquerque last week, and rain and cold throughout the Midwest and Eastern Tier states. So it closed up to 335 million BTU, up over 32% on the month. And uranium continues to drift. It spent the entire month range bound between 29 and just less than $30. Closed at 29.75, down 0.8% on the month.
All right. And finally, what you've all been waiting for, our ratios.
We already told you gold silver ratio looks like it's steadied in at the 80 range, closed at 79.5. Brent to WTI, which had dropped down to 1.02 last month, closed at 1.06. That's fairly normal ratio for that arbitrage. We already mentioned the surge in Henry Hub gas that led the WTI to Henry Hub ratio to close at 10.7, and that is very low. No. It's about as low as we've seen since we've been doing this show, but 2006, 2007, that ratio actually approached the energy output from both of those, of barrel oil and a million BTU for gas. That ratio is about 6. Also, that's what the IRS gives you for the depletion allowance on oil versus gas. And finally, gold to WTI finished at its third highest ever ratio at 52.6. But the highest ratios there ever have all occurred over the last 8 months. So 8 months running with very high gold to WTI ratio.
All right, Mickey. Well, that is it for our October review. We are certainly living in interesting times, to say the least, and you just don't know what's going to happen next. We'll see official election
we
day.
We know what's happening next, and it happens tomorrow night, so cares.
Well, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
But we don't expect it to be finished tomorrow night.
All right. Well, the official election day is tomorrow. Really, we should call it the conclusion of election season, because election day has turned into a season now.
That's true, Kerry.
So we'll know the answer probably tomorrow night is my guess, but who the heck knows? I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again, and we'll just have to see. In any event, make sure you go over to Mickey's site, mercenarygeologist.com. Check out his Twitter feed, at Mercenary Geo. Go to our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com, and check out our Twitter feed, at Kerry Lutz. And Mickey, we will pick up next month, same time.
Hasta la vista, Kerry.